On the first Thanksgiving, you know that Native Americans gathered with pilgrims and that there was peace. And then we know that the history of our white ancestors' relationships with the Native Americans did not continue in that peaceful vein. And then we know that for many Native Americans, Thanksgiving marks more of a day of pain than celebration. But the spirit of Thanksgiving very much comes through the theology of the Native American traditions as well as other theologies. And it's from that tradition that we draw our reading today. This is the Iroquois Thanksgiving prayer. It's known as Henpong Kadi Wat Hekwin. Let us greet the world in thanksgiving as if we were sharing one mind, one heart, and one body. Today we have gathered and come from many different places. We have arrived safely at this place to share with each other our gifts from the Creator.
So we bring our minds together as one in thanksgiving and greetings to one another. We now turn our thoughts to Earth Mother. She continues to care for us and has not forgotten her instructions from the beginning of time. Now we bring our minds together in thanksgiving for the Earth.
Now, as one mind, we turn our thoughts to the waters of the earth, for they too have not forgotten their instructions from the Creator of life. The waters continue to flow beneath the ground, in little streams and in rivers, in lakes and in wetlands, and in the great seas. They quench our thirst and help us clean so we can fulfill our duty to creation. We now bring our minds together in thanksgiving to all the waters of the earth. We now address all the beings, both seen and unseen, that dwell in the water, for they too have not forgotten their original instructions from the Creator of life, to provide for us in many ways. With one mind, we send our thanksgiving and greetings to all the nations who dwell in the waters.
We now direct our thoughts to the many kinds of plants that live upon the earth, for they too have not forgotten their original instructions. Many members of this nation sustain those who walk upon this earth, and many others continue to fulfill their duty to take away the sickness of the human family and elevate human consciousness. With one mind, we send our thoughts and thanksgiving to the plant nation.
We now gather our minds together and send greetings and thanksgivings to all the animal life in the world, for they continue to instruct and teach us even today. It is said that the Creator knew that humans would take too much for granted if they were given all wisdom. So instead, the Creator gave a little piece of wisdom of how to live on the earth to the different animals. We are happy that many still walk with us on our continuing journey. With one mind, we send thanksgiving to all the animal life in the world.
With one mind, we now think of the trees. According to their original instructions, the trees still give us shelter, warmth, food, and make the environment a suitable place to dwell. The trees remind us of the beauty and power in the natural world. With one mind, we send our thanksgiving to all the members of the tree nation.
We now bring our minds together and send our greetings of thanksgiving to the birds. At the beginning of time, the birds were given a special duty to perform. The Creator gave the birds instructions to each find a special place to live in the world, and they should learn the song of that place. During the day, our minds are lifted by the songs of the bird nation. With one mind, we send our thanksgiving to the birds of the world.
We are thankful to the four winds who continue to blow and cleanse the air according to their original instructions. As we listen to the winds, it is as if we were hearing the Creator's breath, clearing our minds as it blows through the trees. With one mind, we send our thanksgiving to the four winds.
Our minds are as one as we send our thoughts to the oldest brother, the sun. Each day, the sun continues his instructions from the Creator of life, bringing the light of day, the energy source of all life on earth. With one mind, we send our thanksgiving to our oldest brother, the sun.
We now gather our minds together and give thanks to our oldest grandmother, the moon. She holds hands with all the women of the world and bind all the female cycles and rhythms of the waters, so we may continue to carry out our obligation to creation. With one mind, we send our thanksgiving and greetings to Grandmother Moon.
With one mind, we send our thoughts to the Star Nation, who continue to light our way during times of darkness, to guide us home, and hold the secrets of many forgotten stories. Even though many of the stories are no longer in our minds, it is said it is enough to be thankful to the stars, and perhaps one day we would learn these stories again. With one mind, we send our thanksgiving and greetings to the Star Nation.
With our minds as one, we think of the four spirit beings who live in the four directions. At the beginning of time, when the Creator first made the human family, it was seen that they were very quickly got themselves into trouble. The Creator knew that they needed extra help, and so created the four spirit beings to remove the obstacles from our paths and guide us with our feelings. And now we gather our minds together as one and send our special thanksgiving to the four spirit beings.
Now we have arrived in a very special place where dwells the Great Spirit, the Creator of the universe. As one mind, we turn our thoughts to the Creator, for without the Creator, we would not be able to walk on the earth, fulfilling our original instruction. Everything we need is provided for us, and all we have to remember is to give thanks. With one mind, we send our thanksgiving and greetings to the Creator. We have now become like one being. We send our prayers and special thanksgiving greetings to all the unborn children of the future generation. We send our thoughts to the elders and the children, for they give us guidance and purpose to live in a good way. We are thankful to all the enlightened teachers who have come to help us throughout the ages. We send our thoughts to the many different beings we may have missed during our thanksgiving. With one mind, we send thanksgiving and greetings to all nations of the world. So why do we celebrate Thanksgiving? Now I'm not asking about the historical answer about the first white settlers who sat down with their Native American neighbors and had a harvest meal, grateful that the harvest had come through. What I want to discuss is why do we celebrate Thanksgiving today? Well, let's start with the fact that I think most of us are not very good at expressing our gratitude most of the time. Oh, we probably remember to say thank you when someone gives us a birthday present or a Christmas gift, or maybe gives us some special help with a project. But for the most part, I think we fail to express our thanks for the really big things. For the things we just take for granted. What are some of those things? Things like a good home and plenty of food. Things like family, friends. Things like freedom and safety. We're used to having these things. We come to think that we're just entitled to them. Or maybe we think we've done something to earn them. At other times, maybe our ability to give thanks is blocked by some pain we have. There are times when we just don't feel very grateful. Maybe we're out of work. Maybe we're experiencing a medical problem. Maybe we've lost a loved one. Maybe we're having a tough time in school. Maybe we're having a difficult relationship with our partner, or with our parent, or with our children. The hurt that these things can cause can sometimes overwhelm us in a way that we just lose sight of the many blessings in our lives that are still there. The most important blessings in our lives are not the things that we've earned, not the money that we've made, the things we've bought, or have been bought for us. The most important blessings in our lives are not of our making. We've been given so many things, if you think about it, that we didn't do anything to deserve. I don't know about you, but I don't know why I have all the food I want to eat while people in other parts of the world are starving. I don't know why I have my health when other people are ill. I don't know why I live in a country where I can freely express my views and others would go to jail or be killed for expressing the very same thing that I might be saying. But I do know that these are profound gifts. Gifts given to me. I did nothing to earn them. and I'm not really entitled to them. They're not prizes I won for the work I did, or for my beliefs, or for my good deeds. There's just no other way to describe these blessings except as gifts. And it's especially for this kind of gift, these kinds of gifts, that I feel we need to express our gratitude. Yet how often do we give thanks for that? It seems to me that part of the reason why so many of us fail to give thanks for these, maybe we don't really know how to express that thanks. We have trouble knowing how to express our thanks when instead of a gift coming from your mom or your dad or another person, the gift just comes from something great, from the source of life itself. Many call that source God. Others would call it nature, or the source of life, or creation, or the beloved community. What we call it really doesn't matter. What matters is if we find a way to express our gratitude for these blessings that we receive. For if we fail to acknowledge the great blessings in our lives, the ones for which we can take no credit, I think our life will become rather shallow. We'll be overwhelmed when difficult times come. We'll live with a false sense of entitlement that will fail to support us when things change, perhaps when some of those blessings are taken away from us. So how do we express that gratitude? Well, one person put it this way. It's not what we say about our blessings, but how we use them that's the true measure of our thanksgiving. Sharing our gifts is the most important expression of gratitude that we can make. I believe the reason why we need this holiday of Thanksgiving is to have rituals that remind us of that. Ceremonies that remind us of that. In this service, we have and will express our gratitude both in spoken words and in songs, and it's important that we do that. We too will engage in many other rituals or ceremonies today. We share joys and concerns. We just look at the number of people who've been sharing our talents with us today, this morning, our children, our choirs, our youth, and more of them have to share later in the service. When we'll participate in the beautiful ritual of breaking and sharing bread. And on this Thursday, most of you will participate in another great ritual. I hope it will be more than just feasting and football. I hope it will be a time of true thanksgiving. Usually Malcolm and I have Thanksgiving dinner with a group of friends. And during that meal, we often go around the table and everyone expresses what they're grateful for. It's a powerful experience. And I commend that to you. But I also hope you'll include something else in your table discussion. I hope you'll take time to focus on how you can use your blessings, how you can use your gifts, your talents, to help others desperately need our help. There is no shortage of people who need our help. One way we do so is by contributing to our local food pantry, like we did this morning. And we've been doing this year, actually every week when people come to church. But of course, there are many, many more ways that you can think of that you can share what you have, your talents, your gifts, with those who are in need. I think this is what celebrating Thanksgiving is about. The words of thanks which we pray and sing this morning are important expressions of gratitude, but they're not enough. We need to do more. We need to express our thanks by sharing our gifts. And we need to be reminded to do so by meaningful rituals. So may the rituals, ceremonies of this day and this week, remind us, it's not what we say about our blessings, but how we use them. That's the true measure of our thanksgiving. I wish you a blessed and meaningful. At Thanksgiving, it's customary to share a meal together with friends, family, and perhaps even other members of the community who may not have a place to go for the holidays. This tradition of sharing food with others is part of our ancient history. Jewish wisdom tells us that to break bread with another person is a sign you would never harm them. Sharing a meal with others is also about recognizing how important being part of a community is in our lives. Someone calls sharing your bread with each other as a communion, a word that comes from the same root as community and means an act of sharing. In the breaking and passing of bread this morning, we feed each other, giving thanks for the kindness, friendship, and support we receive from our community here at First Parish Church.
Today, our breakfast week by the Senior Youth Group. No two loaves are exactly alike. Each was made to be offered as a gift for us all to share. Many of our grains went into making this bread. This reminds us that though we may come from many different places, have different customs and beliefs, we are all part of one community here at FBC. Each loaf contains water, that substance that is needed to keep everything alive, and its yeast which allows the bread to rise and use good life. Because of the yeast, the bread expands and takes on new life. In the same way that our FBC community does when we add new members and new classmates. There is salt added to the bread to keep life interesting, oil to reduce friction, and maybe a bit of honey to sweeten us. Yes, in so many ways, when we are a community at our best, we are like the bread that was made for us.
Our bread is made from grains grown on the rich earth, warmed by the sun and watered by the gentle rain. Then you can add your knowledge and your skills to create the bread that feeds us. We recognize and celebrate that we are dependent on the world of nature, and that sometimes nature is almost magical, beyond our control and efforts.
By sharing these loaves, we celebrate our oneness, not only with those who are here today, but those who have come before us in our tradition, and those who will come after us. We are one with them all, and our hope is for a world in which we share the oneness of people.
This bread is food for the body as well as for the soul. We know that we need to share the peace to be of the life both physically and spiritually. We try our best to find the place in us that is special. The place inside of us knows, where we know we're the standard and part of something better than any one of us.
The breaking of bread is our great Thanksgiving. We are thankful for so many things. The love and concern that we have for each other. The memories which connect us to those who have gone before us and prepared the way for us. Hope that we can build a better world where all will have what they need and all will be treated fairly and equally. We promise to help and support each other, to receive help when we need it, and to give one another as we are able. As we celebrate, we remember that there are many people who are hungry, who have no community to support them. Today we recognize our responsibility to those that need to be fed both with food and
may the love which overcomes all differences, which heals all wounds, which puts to flight all fears, which reconciles all who are separated, be in us and among us, now and always. Amen.